producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves. Give you our toll-free numbers and Skype here in a moment with you in the studio. You've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
On the way here tonight, the Daily Beast is asking, has Venezuelan President Maduro gone insane? We'll give you the latest from the socialist paradise of Venezuela here a little bit later on. And, of course, you can join us in here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to comment on Venezuela or tag being banned. And that is where, Mark, you're going to start us tonight. I think we teased this last night. We never got to it. Tag, the game, the classic kids game that probably everyone within the sound of our voices has played at some point in their life and survived, miraculously survived the playing of the tag game. But apparently some are saying that it is dangerous, and so it needs to be stopped. Mark, where is the story coming from?
This is from Huffington Post under their weird news section. And I don't consider this weird news. I consider this to be the... well, the reasonable outcome of our litigious society, the desire of some to sort of round the sharp corners of life to make things safer and better. Because if you ask people, if you go around the street and ask people, do you think we should have, our schools should be safer for children? Like, something like 90-something percent of people are going to say, yes, schools should be safer for children.
Yeah, who doesn't want their kids to be safe?
At which point... any proposal that anybody makes to make schools safer is a proposal that should be considered as a strong possibility, right? So how many kids are hurt playing tag every year? I don't know the answer, but I would imagine it's more now than it used to be because we used to play football at school. We weren't allowed to play tackle. We had to play two-hand touch, but I believe there was some tackling that might have gone on.
Mm-hmm.
And now I would just guess, this is just me guessing, that 30-something years later, kids aren't allowed to play football at school unless they're playing with helmets and pads and these the sort of, you know, their thing. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong. Certainly not every school. I'm just guessing that, you know, at some point or another, parents said, oh, we can't do that. I can't believe you let them play football. It's too dangerous.
It is dangerous.
I'm not claiming it's not dangerous. Yeah. So is letting kids outside generally. Mm. I mean, at some point or another, you have them in a little padded cell and feed them through a tube. So anyway, that's what my thought is. This is not weird. I would say this is normal.
It's fairly common with zero tolerance policies these days. They just, you know,
childhood has been outlawed now.
Yeah, and a lot of fun has been prohibited. All right, go ahead with the story.
Yep. So a Washington State school district has banned the game of tag.
An entire district.
Yeah.
Okay.
For kids at recess, citing student safety. While at play, especially during recess and unstructured time, students are expected to keep their hands to themselves. The rationale behind this is to ensure the physical and emotional safety of all students. Mercer Island School District Communications Director Mary Grady told local news station Fox Q13 Fox on Wednesday. Parents weren't impressed. What does that statement mean?
That the parents weren't impressed?
Yeah, which parents? All the parents
were
impressed?
The ones they
interviewed. Right. Some parents?
Yeah.
Parents. Two sets of parents were unimpressed. The same couple, they're both parents, were unimpressed.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, but I mean, it's good news that they were able to find parents who were not happy about this, right?
I guess. I imagine most parents are not happy about it, generally. Like I said, if you go out and ask people generally if schools should be safer, they're all going to say yes. If you go around and ask parents, during unstructured play like recess, should your child be able to play tag, they're also going to say yes.
Sure.
Right?
Because tag seems like a harmless game to play.
Well, it's all about how the question is put out there. You know, if you ask the question, during recess time, do you think it's okay for little boys to run around and touch little girls wherever they want?
Nope.
Right? They're going to say no to that. But what is tag, ultimately? It's boys running around touching girls, or girls running around touching boys. They're
usually tag doesn't.
Kids running around touching other kids.
Yeah, but I mean, when you ask the I see what you're saying. Like, when you ask the question, touching them wherever they want, that implicates the idea that there might be some inappropriate touching going on. Whereas I don't think I've ever seen that happen during a game of tag.
I haven't either. I don't think generally when people are playing tag that that's what they're going to do. However, they are touching them where they want or where they can.
Where you can. That's true.
And this really for me this always comes. This comes back to a certain belief that democracy is a bad idea and people are generally stupid. You shouldn't be asking people these questions because you know what the answers are you're going to get.
Well, I don't think they asked them anything. I mean, it's the news that's asking them. The parents weren't consulted in this decision, right? The school board just went ahead and banned tag.
Well, you know, the school board is voted on by individuals and these sorts of things. Yeah.
I mean, so what?
Nope. The school board probably got sued over some game that was played on, you know, by somebody's parent or something like that, and doesn't want that to happen again.
School board's not liable, are they? I mean, if kids are playing tag in the, you know, during recess, how could the school board be held liable for that?
If the school is the guardian of the kid at that point, they're liable for everything. Yes, I don't know, you know, what are you going to get? I don't know the answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
But if the lawyer's kid got hurt. The school is liable because he's got time for it.
All
good
right.
Grief. Our kids need some unstructured playtime, Kelsey Joyce told the station. Melissa Nair said, I played tag. I survived. Still another. She's a tag survivor.
Yeah.
Still another parent noted that now her son, we just can't name this parent, so now her son walks around chatting about video games during recess rather than getting more vigorous exercise.
Mm.
Community members created a Facebook group, Star M1, support tag at recess in Mercer Island.
Well, that'll be the death of their movement.
The decision. What do you mean?
A Facebook. I just think Facebook sucks for organizing things. It's just my opinion about it.
If you've got enough people and there's enough momentum, it's a fine place to do that. Plus, this isn't organizational as much as it's sort of PR, too, so people can you know, find out more about it. This story has been picked up and taken further than the local news. So, anyway, there's probably a lot of people that are going support tag at recess at Mercer Island on Facebook and supporting it. And if there's enough people, if the school board goes there and says, oh, my God, there's 12,000 people who've liked this. We better reinstitute tag. They do things like that all the time.
Think so?
They backtrack. Sure. School districts backtrack. Because they're trying to do what's best for the kids and the families and things like that. And so they'll make decisions like no tag. And then they'll be like, oh, turns out people like tag.
I hope you're right about that.
I don't know. I mean, it could happen. Superintendent Gary Plano brought up the backlash to the new hands-off rule at school board meeting Thursday, according to the Mercer Island Reporter. It's regretful that what seemed to be a well-intentioned desire to help protect kids has taken a life of its own, Plano said, announcing that
he's regretting that people are upset. Right.
He's not the school board. I don't know whether he decided to do this or not. Like, he's addressing it. I don't even know where this guy falls on the position.
All right.
Tag is one of the oldest playground games anywhere, parent Bill Chilsom said it at the time. To ban tag is just ridiculous. Tag's not the only common childhood activity under attack. Schools nationwide have banned hugging. Dodgeball, competitive games in general. Several schools in the United Kingdom have prohibited the concept of best friends. I'd also like to point out, when we go down to Florida, it's right at my in-laws live pretty close to a school. And Jack likes to go there during this winter break. The kids are off, and he likes to go there and play on their playground equipment. But their playground equipment isn't like my playground equipment was. There's no... you know, like the merry-go-round.
The slide.
Yeah, the merry-go-round isn't great. There's, you know, I don't think they have a real slide either. They got like the plastic ones that are form-fitted so you can't fall off. Not the metal slide that you really get going on.
The old school.
And they don't have...
Polish that sucker up.
The monkey bars. They don't have the monkey bars. They don't have the seesaws.
Seesaws are terrible. I mean, I got to agree with getting rid of seesaws. Nothing. I don't think there's anything that hurts more people more often on a playground than the seesaw.
See, I like to see
it's designed to hurt people.
It's not designed to hurt people.
It is used by the people who play with it with the purpose of hurting people. You jump off that thing, somebody's going to get hurt.
I think it's a trust issue. You certainly want to get on the seesaw with somebody you trust.
Yeah.
But it also develops quick reflexes, right? So, you know, you gotta have your legs ready up underneath you in case something goes wrong.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on playground restrictions. This is Free Talk Live.
Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite, it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
No!
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free 855 450 free. That's 855-450-3733 with you in studio. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we have there for you. If you get online and you care about privacy when you're on the internet, you need ProXPN. It's a virtual private network. They encrypt your online data before it reaches your internet service provider, which means that your ISP will no longer know what you're doing with their internet connection. And that's valuable for a lot of different reasons. Plus, you can get ProXPN for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's Linux support as well. So there's no reason not to, especially when we can get you a huge discount, 50% off the regular monthly price of the lifetime or for the lifetime of the account when you buy an annual account with code FTL50. That's code FTL50. Now, that's a pretty darn good deal, but they've topped it. There is now a better deal. For those of you with Bitcoin, you can go to proxpn.com/amp, and when you pay with Bitcoin, you can get 2 years of ProXPN for less than $50 worth of Bitcoin, and $5 out of your purchase price goes to the Free Talk Live AMP program to help spread the ideas of liberty. So everybody wins from this deal. ProXPN.com/AMP. You get a super deep discount on ProXPN, like $50 for 2 years. That's incredible. That's even lower, far lower than the 50% off we talked about before. It's a huge savings, but you only get that savings when you pay with Bitcoin at proxpn.com/amp. You can still use the other code, FTL50, if you don't have Bitcoin, and get a pretty awesome discount that way as well. Help spread the ideas of liberty and take back your privacy. proxpn.com/amp or code FTL50 as we continue here. Mark, you were telling us about a school district in Washington State that has banned tag. It is no longer allowed for the attendees of any school in this district to play the classic children's game, which has been enjoyed for generations upon generations. I don't know who invented tag, but I imagine it was a long time ago when that happened.
Yeah, I'm betting that's a pretty old game,
yeah.
Would be my guess. I can't imagine, but in some version or another, that seems like it's been around probably longer than, say, farming.
I remember I did get hurt playing tag one time,
sure.
And that really didn't have anything to do with the fact that tag was being played as much as I ran and jumped off of the top level of one of those large kind of playground structures when I was in fifth grade, and they have like kind of a quarter circle of bars that went from one
shoot
from the top to the other. My foot caught in the bar. I kind of swung down, and then I hit my head on one of the wooden portions of the structure.
This explains so much.
And it was very bloody, actually.
I bet it was.
A head wound, it's bloody. It wasn't a real deep wound or anything like that, but it was kind of a shocking moment for me. But again, it didn't really have much to do with the fact that I was playing tag. I think that could have happened anyway, you know, because kids are generally going to run around doing something at recess, unless they ban running entirely, which maybe they'll do, but I don't think they've done that yet.
Yeah.
Probably coming next.
So, the form tag, touching is integral to tag.
That's right.
I just can't see how you would play tag without touching, but the rules
there's laser
here,
tag.
There is laser tag, but
which is awesome.
Indeed. Not as cool as paintball, but takes less prep.
Yeah, there are fewer equipment that you need, there are fewer things that you need to do laser tag than paintball, and laser tag doesn't hurt as much. You know, if you've ever been shot by a paintball in certain sensitive areas, like your throat, that can be an uncomfortable time.
I don't think I've gotten shot in the throat.
Me neither, thank goodness, but I've known people who have.
I did play paintball a couple of times, at least one time with you. And
my God, when was that?
It was more than 10 years ago.
I remember that.
We got pwned by a group of kids.
Oh, yeah?
It just got ate up by preteen boys.
Was it indoor or outdoor?
It was indoor.
Okay.
Off Telavast or whatever
I'll
it is.
I'll be damned.
Myrtle, I think. Yeah, it was some time ago.
Okay.
And, it was a good time. But laser tag, if you go to a place that has sort of the gear, the chest set up, then it makes more sense. But the laser tags I've played, often it's set up in the gun, right? Like, so you're just trying to shoot each other's guns.
Yeah.
And that's not as, it doesn't feel as realistic, you know? Like, you want to be able to aim that thing right at the head of the other guy.
They're certainly not going to let anybody with a laser tag gun on a school campus. And paintball is out of the question, so... yeah, so much for TAG. And I wonder if this is going to spread. Now, you're suggesting, Mark, that it's going to turn around, that maybe the parents are going to pressure the school board into flipping the policy back and allowing TAG again. But what was it? They formed a Facebook group. So I think the part of the story you were at was the sort of the pushback from the parents. One of the bureaucrats was acknowledging that it exists.
Yeah, there was a Facebook group that was created. It was it's called... I'm sorry, Mercer Island.
It was really
Star
long.
MI, support TAG at recess in Mercer Island. So it's a Facebook group. Star MI is the idea. And I think that, yes, at some point or another, the pendulum always swings. At some point, it swings back. Now, it usually doesn't swing as far, but and that's kind of how progress goes. So they were pointing out in the article here from Huffington Post that some schools have banned hugging. Because, come on, we know what hugging is all about, right? It's boys wanting to touch girls in spots that they're uncomfortable being touched. Come on, be
serious. I don't know anything about that.
Hugging is, it's just one step from human trafficking. I mean, there's crazy people out there that say things like this. That this is what it is. It's prurient. Young people rubbing up against each other.
No. We've talked about one of those stories before, Mark, and that's not the reason given by the bureaucrats for banning it. The reason for banning hugging is that it makes people jealous, right? That's the reason why public displays of affection of all sorts are purportedly prohibited on school campuses, and that is because the people who aren't in a relationship will feel bad if they see somebody having a hug or a kiss or holding hands with another person.
Everybody wants to touch her, and nobody wants to touch me.
Mm-hmm.
Why does he get to touch everybody, and I never get to touch anybody? Yeah, I see. Okay, fine. That's another reason. I don't know if that's the only reason.
I think it's okay. I mean, I support public displays of affection, but, you know, that's the reason they've given.
You know, when it comes to hugging, maybe I'm the only guy on the planet that thinks this way, Ian, but I'm going
to
go ahead.
That is an excuse to cop a feel?
That I'm going to go ahead and say that there are some people I like to hug more than other people.
Yeah.
Like, I feel differently about hugging
different
types of people.
If you're not pinching their butt, then it's not copping a feel.
I'm not claiming it's copping a feel, Ian. I'm telling you how I feel when I do it.
You feel lecherous?
Sometimes I'm, you know, hugging
That's
certain
weird,
people.
Dude.
I'm like,
where does that come
this
from?
This is nice. I'd like to do this more.
Where does that come from? Is it because what? Yeah, where does that originate?
I'm gonna say a lizard brain that causes people to have sex.
Are you saying it arouses you when you hug someone?
Well, not physically. If that's what you're saying, I haven't had enough time. Generally, the hug comes, it goes. But you know, yeah. This doesn't happen for you?
No, not at all. No.
Yeah, I don't think you're motivated like normal guys are either.
No, frankly. I guess not. I mean, hugging has always seemed to be just a friendly thing to do, not a sexual thing in any way, shape, or form. Well, it's just me. 855-453. Is hugging a turn-on? You can share your thoughts here. 855-450-3733. Or is it something that people do today? I gave James Cleveland a hug today.
I don't think there's anything wrong. I've hugged you plenty of times. I try to hug people because I think humans touching each other is a good thing.
That's what the hugging seems to be about to me, is just humans contacting other humans because we're a very social creature. But you can share your thoughts here and join us at Free Talk Live at 855-453.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out ScoreBig.com.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2424, and we'll take an additional $20 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2424.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, of course. You can join us right here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. And maybe you're someone who supports the banning of the classic child's game, Tag. It has happened in one Washington State school district, and it could be coming to a school district near you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype in. It's Skype username, lrn.fm. With you tonight here, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And Mark, tell me something that's super important and interesting.
Well, I want to tell you about James versus the New World Order. This is a graphic novel that's coming out, and it's intriguing. So there's a copy here. What would you do when a bizarre cult army calling itself the Trust invades your sleepy little mountain hometown? Find out what James Contrell, a big-hearted country boy with a crappy job who's learned to live without dreams, what he does. Because sometimes the guy who's learned to live without dreams might be the best suited to handle a nightmare. Read the action comedy graphic novel James vs. the New World Order by Brandon Bitros and illustrated by J. Matthew Root, the first in what is estimated to be a 5-volume, 24-issue series. So, if this intrigues you, go to James vs. TheNewWorldOrder.com to contribute to the Kickstarter crowdfunding campaign to raise $3,000 to pay for the artwork, coloring, production, and distribution. It's James vs. TheNewWorldOrder.com. And really what this isn't contributions as much as this is a pre-order. This is going to take place. You're going to get what you pay for. And it is, it's going to be, it's a great thing. It's just a way to get the sort of the money set up ahead of time. And so go and get and do your pre-order here at JamesVSTheNewWorldOrder.com.
Let's talk to Michael. He's in Massachusetts listening to LRN.FM. Hey, Michael.
Hello there.
Welcome. You're on the air.
So this past weekend, I'm driving my car in the middle of the day, and it could be any town in America, but it happens to be in Brockton, Massachusetts. When I look in my rearview mirror, and I see the all-too-familiar blue lights, and I get that feeling in the stomach like I'm pretty much sure everyone does.
Mm-hmm.
So I was driving to the bakery to pick up a cake for my mother for her birthday, and I was right in front of the bakery, so I pull into the bakery, essentially, to get off the road, make it a little safer. I happen to be a liberty activist, so I broke out my cell 411 app, and I alerted some friends. Unfortunately, I don't have anyone in my local area on that network. So
That's because you're in Massachusetts.
Touché. Had I been in the Shire. But I started live streaming, and I informed the officer right away when he came up to the window that I was recording. And so,
how'd he take that?
State police or local?
It was a local cop.
Okay.
So he asked me, you know, you know why I pulled you over? It was because of an old inspection sticker. It was past due.
You know, inspection stickers, I see them up here in the Northeast, and I don't know exactly what to think about them. They got rid of them in Florida when I was a kid. I remember the inspection sticker from back, you know, maybe like 79 or something, but the legislature got rid of them. And Florida roads aren't exactly littered with abandoned vehicles out there. People are getting where they need to go, and, you know, things are happening. People are liable for the responsibilities of, you know, something goes wrong with their vehicle, but that's their problem, not an inspection. Why do you think they've got them up here?
Simply another means of control by the state so that you have to pay them some coin, and if you don't, if you disobey, they're going to, you know, fine you, put you in place, X, Y, and Z.
All right, so you sent out a notice, you got pulled over, you started recording the cop, and then what?
It was pretty uneventful. I stayed in the car, he went back to his car, but when he came back to my window, he just gave me the ticket and pretty much took off. I asked for his badge number, his name. There's badge number 387, Patrolman Perez. And what he added to the ticket, aside from the inspection sticker, was a seatbelt violation and failure to pull over for emergency vehicle, which brought the total to about $200.
Woo!
Failure
to pull over?
Yeah, what does that mean, failure to pull over? Did you not pull over?
How
do you give you a ticket if you didn't pull over?
Right when I saw him in the rear view, I was coming up to the bakery, so instead of staying on the road right in front of the bakery, I decided to pull in and make it a little safer.
Yeah, I really, this is another thing, and I wish that it was some law enforcement officer would call in and tell me what this is about, but police officers pulling people over right on the road, especially like roads with curbs, doesn't make much sense to me. The idea behind giving out a ticket is to make the road a safer place for everyone, so that traffic gets through, gets to where it's going in a most expeditious fashion. You've got to have a pretty good reason to stop the flow of traffic in a lane, you know, as far as I'm concerned, and this is what they're doing. It's unsafe for them. It's unsafe for you, more so for them, because they're more likely to get rear-ended out there. And, you know, somebody who gets a big old dent in the hood of their car because some cop is, you know, parked down the middle of the road.
They get upset, Mark, because you're not doing what they want you to do right away. I remember I got a cop pulled me over the one time I was pulled
over. I'm trying to help them. I want to get them out of the road.
I understand that, but they're not thinking about that. They're thinking this person is disobeying. This person is not doing what I put my lights on. They are supposed to pull over immediately.
I had a lady, a female cop down in Florida said I pulled over too quickly.
Oh, really?
It scared her. So who knows what this is? I mean, yeah. I saw her. I saw her turn around. I figured what was up. She turns on her lights. I get over. She's like, why'd you pull over so quickly? Well, because I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. You just can't satisfy these people. All right, so what now, Michael? What's next for you?
I guess I'm calling essentially looking for advice. I was kind of thinking of some ideas. I don't know if perhaps like Freedom of Information Act requests for any misconduct alleged by some individuals against him to his department.
What would the purpose of that be? To bring it up in court to make him look unreliable? Yeah, you know, that's an interesting approach. I've never heard of that one before. It might be worth a try. So it sounds like you're willing to go to court.
Yeah, I want to take the ticket to court. And it's just the one, it's him being dishonest. I don't know whether it's because I was filming him or I do have a lot of Liberty stickers in the back of my car, so that might have made him upset or X, Y, or Z. It's completely arbitrary why he added those two things.
We don't give advice here on Free Talk Live. That's a legal sort of term, but I'm happy to give suggestions based on my experience. And my experience says that, yeah, you absolutely should take this to court. It's an interesting approach to ask to get the police officer's record. I don't know, I don't know what effect it'll have. I don't know how long it'll take them to spit that out at you. I know that in New Hampshire they've got like 30 days, so they'll probably get it to you before you actually end up having to go to trial. I've been in enough Massachusetts courtrooms to know generally what sort of goes on there during arraignments. A lot of times, you'll go in there and they'll cut a deal with you to just give them $50 and make it go away. That happens day in, day out.
Yeah, that happened to me when I was in Mass.
In these Massachusetts courtrooms. So you
don't
probably
even
not
see a judge at first. They call themselves magistrates.
Yep.
Magistrates, yep.
So,
it's not criminal, it's a civil thing. It's going to go before magistrates. So I don't even know if there's even going to be proceedings. This is my first time taking a ticket to court or something like that.
Oh, good. It'll be an educational experience for you. See if you can bring some friends of yours with you. You can actually record video in Massachusetts courts, but they make you jump through some extra hoops. So if you want to record it, you'll have to show up like at least an hour early just so you can jump through whatever hoops they put up for you, filling out the various different paperwork or whatever. Of course, the other thing is the long-term plan of moving to New Hampshire, where you're more likely to have people respond. Although, right now, we're still working on spreading cell 411. There's not enough coverage of cell 411, but we have other systems here that we can use to alert one another to things that are going on. And thank you and good luck, Michael, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And that advice, and it's not advice, those suggestions, those apply to anybody who wants to try to clog the system, get a little legal experience. If you've got a ticket or something like that, that's not a real serious penalty, never hurts to take it to court. Well, I guess in my experience, it never hurts. There might be some states where they charge you ridiculous court costs, in which case it would hurt you to take it to court. It's Free Talk Live. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No. It's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you think tag should be banned. Apparently there are some people who believe in that concept, that there should be a prohibition on playing tag at government schools. That is what has happened in one Washington State school district where they have prohibited tag. It's causing some uproar, but will it be enough of an uproar to reverse the school district's policy? And, of course, we aren't always the best at getting the follow-up stories, so if you hear the news before we do, feel free to let us know. Or, better yet, post it right there to the front page of our website at freetalklive.com. That is probably one of the best ways for us to see what you think is interesting, and, you know, we might just talk about it on the air. So whatever it is that you want to share with our listeners and the hosts of the show, you just post it right there at freetalklive.com. It's a Reddit-based system, so it's free to use. And right now, the headline, the top article over at freetalklive.com, as submitted by you, was submitted by TVCom. FTL, a crazy love triangle, is the article. And
it's good stuff.
It's actually a self-written piece. So over at freetalklive.com, you can do you can post in one of two ways. The most popular way to post is to post a link to some other thing on the Internet. So blog post, YouTube video, news article, whatever. The other way is you can write up your own original content on our site and post that. And that's what that person has done. So the number one voted item at the moment was actually written by the person who posted it and posted to our site. Number two, NASA, strong evidence of flowing water on the Martian surface. This has been pretty big news in a lot of ways.
It's a big deal. They're calling it flowing water. I'm going to call it flowing water, too. They say it's salt water, but where there's water, there tends to be life.
Yeah.
Now, what I thought was the best about this is I happened to catch Rush Limbaugh today. I don't spend a lot of time listening to Rush, but I did catch him today. I was, out. I had to go visit. I visit a friend every Monday at the nursing home.
That's nice.
I take him, we have a little chat, and then we go to the grocery store, and he's got to get the, it's treats. Essentially, they take care of everything he needs, but he likes treats. I'm not entirely sure what those treats are. His bag is opaque.
Gotcha.
I'd kind of like to know. None of my business. But nonetheless, heard Rush today, and he opened up his show literally talking about a conspiracy theory about Mars having water not being true, because everything the liberal media puts out is some kind. There's a message. There's a reason for it. And
this is a liberal plot.
It's a liberal plot. The liberal plot is to suggest this was it. I'm not kidding. It didn't stop here. That just to say, you know what? I don't care about these pointless things that don't change my life. Because there's an argument for that. My life isn't going to be changed tomorrow as a result of having found out today that this, what I consider to be sort of exciting and buoying news that there's water found on Mars.
Mm-hmm.
My life will not change markedly. However, he said that what his speculation was, this is the guy that's right 99.whatever% of the time, according to his own commercials from some kind of organization that rates him. You've heard
is
that,
it
right?
The EIB network that rates him?
No, it's some rating agency or something.
Okay.
And he speculated that they would that the liberals would lie about the water, then lie about a civilization that had crumbled on Mars, millennia ago. And the reason they had was because they had damaged their own atmosphere to the point that they were destroyed.
Wow. So
here you go, Fonzie. Jump this shark.
Oh, man. So wait. So no one had actually made that claim.
No.
He's speculating.
He knows these people like every inch of his glorious naked body. He can defeat them with half of his brain tied behind his back. This is what he was saying. Now,
yes, but can he defeat the Martians with half his brain tied behind
his back? Maybe he has defeated us. Maybe we're the liberals, and maybe he's defeated us by simply having us talk about this cockamamie bullcrap he was on the air talking about.
Unbelievable.
I'm ready to turn both barrels on Rush Limbaugh on this one. I mean, really? Just at this point, because we don't spend a lot of time talking about other hosts on Free Talk Live, but
no.
Rush, has Rush gone insane?
I don't know, but there's a question.
I mean, the last time I listened to his show, it was full of conspiracy theory, but most of the conspiracy theories sort of aimed at the Democrats and the liberal media, the Clinton war machine, whatever it is Obama and crew are doing. There's always a conspiracy afoot. He knows these people like every inch of his glorious naked body.
I'm always intrigued and entertained by the sort of the mainstream political party conspiracies. They do exist. Whenever we talk about conspiracy theories here on Free Talk Live, we're generally referring to the 9/11 truthers, the chemtrails, these people that are the courtroom conspiracy theorists. We've got a variety of conspiracy types that will call the show and pitch their current theory or the same old theory that they've been pitching for a decade that they're hoping everybody's going to get on board with, and then some sort of miracle is going to happen to change the government. Those are entertaining on their own and sometimes annoying, but that's what's most common, at least, that we come across. But every now and then you'll hear about the Democrats have a conspiracy theory or the Republicans have a conspiracy theory. You just gave a Republican conspiracy theory a moment ago. One of the Democrat ones is that the Free State Project is funded by the Koch brothers, who are like these billionaire brothers who do put a lot of money into certain aspects, more like the think tanky aspects of the liberty movement, like Cato Institute, for instance, I think gets some money from the Koch brothers, if I'm not mistaken. But the Free State Project doesn't, but yet there's all kinds of conspiracy theories surrounding the Free State Project as though it's only the Koch brothers that could make this happen. And furthermore, there's also like generic Free State Project conspiracies. So the Free State Project is the idea of liberty-oriented people moving to New Hampshire and getting active. I remember a long time ago there was a rumor going around Keene that there was a Secret Seven. Some sort of secret group of Free Staters who meets and decides who knows what. But, like, there was actually this rumor going around. And so that doesn't have any sort of political bias.
You don't know about
it.
The Secret Seven? I guess you're not part of the Secret Seven.
No, I'm definitely not.
Well, I knew that.
But, no, there's no Secret Seven, and that's ridiculous.
Really? What makes you think so? Because you don't have that information?
Go on, Mark.
I mean, this is what it's all about. I think that when it comes to the conspiracy theories, people are always trying to sort of ferret out what the reason for something is. People have said many times that Free Talk Live wouldn't be on the air if it wasn't for some powerful donors making sure that we were here. Nothing could be further from the truth, and somebody who says that is divorced from reality.
Well, we've had some really great cornerstone sponsors over the years.
Were we on the air before they came around?
MemoryDealers.com, yep. Sickle CAI.
Yep, those are two big ones.
Really great sponsors we had.
But they're not on the board right now,
They're not on board right now.
Were they on board when we started?
No, not when we started.
Okay, so not when we started and not now.
Right.
So, no, that is not an accurate statement.
Okay, no, it's not.
And it's not an accurate statement. We've certainly had some sponsors and some people who are ideologically motivated who sponsor the show. And please, if that is you, get a hold of me tomorrow. It's Mark at freetalklive.com, and I'll sell you some ad packages.
Sure.
But nonetheless, Free Talk Live is not on the air because of some powerful, wealthy
people. No, it's mostly because
people.
Of the hundreds of supporters that we have.
No, it's the radio stations that choose to air Free Talk Live.
I include them in our hundreds of supporters.
The amplifier certainly managed to make that happen, but if the product stunk, it wouldn't be on the air.
That's true. Yeah, and we don't pay stations for airtime. Now, if we stuck,
that's the suggestion behind these conspiracy theorists is that not only are they paying our paycheck, which is minimal at that, but they're paying these radio stations to put us on because we're that awful.
Oh man!
Right. So those people are divorced from reality, as I had said. And that's what as though what somebody's saying should matter in some way, shape, or form of how they're being funded.
Now, where do you hear this theory?
I've heard
it
said
before. Is it a local theory or is it online?
No, I've heard it on Facebook. Okay. And people saying things. Nasty people that don't have a rebuttal to the thing that you're saying.
Of course.
Will then attempt to make essentially an ad hominem attack. At that point, there's no Latin for a radio show, but that's what they're doing. And they when somebody makes a point, the best thing to do is to rebut the point. Certainly, we've said things on Free Talk Live that are wrong or inefficient or the best way to go about things or whatever. But to suggest that we're being funded by some deep dark group of cabal of libertarians that wants to take over the world. I mean, if you know where these people are, for God's sake, give them my number. Have them call me. That's not the case.
No. Doesn't work that way. So, you can join us here on the radio waves, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, our former co-host, Derek J. Freeman, has been denied his supposed right to concealed carry a firearm. And this is by the Supreme Court. We'll tell you about that here in moments. 855-450-FREE is our number. You can join us here and bring up anything that's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.